You're good to go. You're live.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 5 o'clock on Thursday, October 22nd, year 2020. And this is an extension of the Town of Cary Beach COVID emergency meeting. May I have a motion to proceed?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, it's tomorrow is the date that the original governor's edict of 3.0 was to expire. He has, however, extended it for 3 weeks. And we need to debate factually what we are doing relative to that order. As I usually begin, I know that there's nothing specific from each of the department heads, since this meeting has now been ongoing for 7 months. But as of 10/22, Cary Beach total cases 28449 is 23. It was 22 on 10/1, 3 weeks ago. People, if you're on, you're doing an excellent job. Keep it up. 28428, our friends at Carolina Beach, they're at 128, up from 111, so they had 17 cases over the last 3 weeks. I believe they're doing a good job as well. When you go to 284112, you cross the bridge, you have 698 total cases in the period of time. It was 620 on 10/1, so over that period of time, they had 78 new cases. To me, that basically says, stay on the island. Even though the people that serve us and many of the people that own businesses and serve at the businesses do live across the bridge. New Hanover County deaths have grown from 32 to 37 in the last 3 weeks. The cases have grown from 4,379 to 5,011. North Carolina, cases have grown from 212,909 to 250,492. We are one of the states that is experiencing significant growth over the last 3 weeks. The people that are presumed to have recovered went from 184,422 to 218,541. If you do the math, it says approximately 36,000 people in the last 3 weeks have picked up COVID in this state. Deaths have gone from 3,579 to 4,032, and hospitalizations are at a total of 1,219, which I believe is either tied with or the highest that we've experienced. The daily percent of positive on the cases is hovering at 7.4%. The state would like to see it at 5%. So we have good justification in my mind for the governor to extend stage 3, which actually was a relaxation of the stage 2 protocol. I don't know if you have anything specific to the hospital for us today, David, or not.
Yes, sir. So it looks like available ventilators across the first, everything's green still, which is exactly what I want to see, but ventilators available across the state, so these are statewide statistics, basically they're at 30%, so that means 70% of them are still available, and ICU beds in use across the state are at about 40%. Inpatient hospital beds are about the same, about 60%. So across the state, I was trying to pull it down to the regional area, but this is across the state statistics. And all the metrics are still green at this point.
Okay. Well, that's good news. even though we're able to withstand what's been occurring, the increase in cases. Along with the announcement from the governor, which is Executive Order Number 170, which extends 3.0 for another 3 weeks, we had a recommendation from Director Cohen, Mandy Cohen, who is the Human Health Services.
Yes, sir.
Director, and you see her on the television with Governor Cooper. She has reminded us that what the governor has presented is a minimum requirement, and our requirements can, if we believe we need to, be more stringent. They had sent some recommendations which essentially were more difficult protocols associated with wearing the masks. They really didn't change any of the recommendations for the number of people in restaurants and so forth. I'm willing to open the discussion to council to see if there's anything you believe we need to do, given that we've had one case in 3 weeks.
I think the only thing I would say we could do is just reinforce our communication metrics, maybe a blast to our email chain about the three W's, right? Because I think the governor's asked for some help. We should reinforce that. I don't know if there's other actions I would support at this time.
Well, most of our businesses are doing a really good job, and they continue to do a good job. So, in fact, I don't know if we actually fit or fall into the category of needing to do more. Thank everybody
for
being very responsible.
Joe? See no need, other than if things go south, of course, things could get drastic again.
John, any comments, points?
I think we should just stay the course as we are.
Okay. So there's the possibility of sending out a blast. I would say there's a possibility we could use a digital sign again that says, keep using your mask, whatever, or if we care to do that. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think anything we can do would be of help. The signage, the website, email blast. I guess what we have to be ready for is if we get a complaint, how are we going to handle it? I was hoping Mike was going to be here so we could be on the phone. You know, if Mike could possibly, if he gets a complaint, he's going to have to go down and check it out. So
that's a good point. Very good point,
Mike,
Alan.
Any thoughts on that?
Also, if... I think David made the point a little earlier, just before we went to microphone, about if we had information on hot spots, we would definitely take necessary action. If we did have to close a place because it was a hot spot, we certainly have the ability to make that resolution under 160. Therefore, but I don't see any need for any of that at this point in time. So the only action that I really have recommended by council at this point in time is to put out a blast encouraging we continue the course. Do we wish to use the sign for a while to support the interaction requested by Dr. Cohen?
I'd like to hear what Mike has in front of me.
Yeah, Chief, the question... Open if Chief Bowden, if you could unmute and comment, was do you have any thoughts on whether we would use the sign that we use for hurricanes and other informational purposes to put it back up, remind the people about masks?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
We can now.
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Yeah, we can put the sign back up. We're just going to have to move it around town because we only have one. can put it back up.
Okay. I would suggest maybe off of Dow for a few days, and then maybe at the entrance on 421 for a few days. Do
okay.
I have...
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Any other points, gentlemen? If not, we'll open it for questions for a brief period of time before we go into our next meeting.
What are we going to do about the 30-minute parking? Do we want to leave that in for a while longer? I don't think a lot of people are really adhering to it. A lot of people are taking advantage of it.
There's definitely a lot of people taking advantage of it.
I'm all for leaving spot for a pickup, but that's not happening right now.
No. And it's locals that are parking there and staying while they have dinner at the restaurant.
So you want to... You say it's locals that are parking.
I've definitely seen a few locals get out of their golf cart or vehicle and leave it there. If you're listening.
Well, I have seen the mornings are quite full because the restaurants don't use them in the morning, and I do know that people are parking there, yes.
Yeah.
Except the coffee shop, I guess they probably have some of that parking.
I'm not sure they're open by now.
Well, what's your what's the feelings then on the 30-minute parking?
Chief Bowden, do you have any thoughts on that? Because it's either enforce it or minimize it. Right now, the only way it's enforced is if a business owner called.
Yes, sir. It's very difficult for us to enforce it. We're at other places and not here. We would have to sit there all the time to enforce it correctly.
So if you got a business owner calling, what would you do? Or a citizen?
Well, we would need to go down there and see how long they've been there. We may have to wait 30 minutes. And if they're not there, then we can write them a parking ticket. But we're not going to take the word for how long they've been there unless we can confirm it.
Okay. So the point would be if there's a complaint, Mike would go down there and he would take a look at it.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think it's being overly abused. And I've never sat there for 30 minutes and waited to look at the car there when I get there and then if it's moved.
Can you mute it?
Yeah.
We went to lunch there today, and when I turned the corner, there were a couple of cars, let's say three, of the 30-minute spots had a car in. I went and parked because we were not doing pickup. So there was several empty pickup spots in that 30-minute zone.
I have never personally had a problem for dinner pickup, though I haven't done lunch pickup down there. But I have seen, like I said, in the morning it is full. Any other points on that, or Alan, you want to?
I mean, I just think it's A, we're not enforcing it, and B, people aren't adhering to it. Because we might have opened it back up.
Mike, can you please mute your phone because we're getting feedback? Yeah, so, I mean, I'm open to make a motion, whatever, right? So, Public Works can pick up all those. The business owners seem to be in favor of it. I think the concern is we have something we're saying people should be adhering to, and they're blowing it off, and that's causing concern to council. That's the way I see it, right? Because no, if someone else complained other than you guys seeing it, that's my question, right? I mean, maybe they have. I don't know. I'm just interested, right?
Nobody's complained to me.
Nobody's complained. We sit there on Thursday nights and watch people park, and then the next thing you know, they're at the bar at Jack Mackerel's. It's like, all right.
Yeah, no, you're not parking there.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I totally understand.
Yeah. But it's just like, and what gets me is there's parking in the next row over. It's like, right. Why don't you just park there?
Right,
you
know, exactly.
Leave it for the benefit of the restaurants.
I'd be willing for some type of modification. If we want to leave them a couple spots,
narrow them down or something,
and We need to clean the signs. Our signs look very rough.
Yeah, they do.
The buckets have got grass and weeds growing in them. And if we're going to do two spots at Jack Mackerel's and two at Freddy's, and then two 30-minute parking places down at the diner, then I can't see them people coming in and out being there. I can't see it being that big an issue.
Right. I'm open to whatever you guys want. I just wanted to frame the issue so I understood it, right? And for me, I'm fine with minimizing it, but we have a number of citizens that are still modifying their behavior such that they're only doing pickup, and it's nice that they can pull in there, right?
Okay, of course, yeah.
And so I wouldn't want it to go to zero, but certainly if you guys go, it should be narrowed down, and then we need to tell the business owners, if people are abusing it, you guys got to call. And then we need to let the chief know that, chief, if you guys get called, you got to go down there and put your timer on, and after 30 minutes, write a ticket or two. I'm fine with that. But so I'm okay if you make the motion and someone seconds it, I'll be glad.
I'll make the motion if we limit each restaurant, Jack Mackerel's, Freddy's, and Curry Beef Diner, to two 30-minute parking places, and we limit Jack Mackerel's to one parking place for the delivery. They're the only ones doing delivery down there.
Yeah, I don't even know if they're doing it now, are they?
I haven't seen the delivery vehicle.
I think they stopped that.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but I think so.
We can check on that, but
right.
I'll make that motion in form of a motion, and we clean up our signs and make the signs look more presentable.
Okay, okay. So I have a total of six.
I have a total of six.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion on that point, Council?
Can we let the Public Works Director work with the restaurant on which to, when we bring it back
absolutely.
Down there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that all right with Council? I mean, otherwise someone else needs to be assigned, but I'm fine if Jimmy goes down and asks the manager, which two do you want?
Sure.
Perfect.
We can hopefully get that done tomorrow.
All right.
Not by Monday.
Okay, motion second. Further discussion? None. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, opposed? All right. That'll pass. We'll go to six spaces. Jimmy will take his action tomorrow.
Yep. Okay. Do we need to modify how we wrote our state of emergency, or is it just?
It just says that you would have marked spaces in front of the businesses limited to 30-minute parking.
Perfect. Nice.
Okay.
So good. That's
very
nice.
Very good.
Smartly written. Good job.
Given that, that kind of closes the business that we were going to discuss.
Are we going to discuss any further the recommended citations that came to us through the email?
Were you talking about the resolution that they sent us? We can talk about that, John. I'm okay with that.
Well, I mean, yeah, we can.
The only reason
the governor's office, they're recommending that we change our code of ordinances and statutes and make it tough on people. I think from the email traffic I saw, we're not for it, but since we're in the emergency meeting, this had to do with more stricter emergency rules. I thought we were discussing them.
Well, we certainly may.
That we're not in favor of setting up.
Yes. Okay.
A planning situation.
Right. I think we probably weren't very specific on, but we had mentioned that the fact that there was only one case in 3 weeks. That we didn't see a need to go too deep, but everybody should have a chance to make a point on that. I don't know if you want. Are you in support of that, John, or did you want to mention anything else?
I'm in support of leaving it where we are.
Okay.
And not setting up a group of stricter guidelines for monitoring and trying to enforce.
I believe it would be fair to say if we had a hot spot in town, that this council would take action necessary to protect the citizens.
Okay.
Everybody's kind of shaking their head anyway. So so we'll keep that in our pocket. At this point in time, though, we'll stick with our current process.
Yeah, we've not heard anything from our local health department on this, have we?
No.
No.
So we shouldn't do anything, really, until we hear from the county on what they recommend.
And their online metrics all show that that they're tracking green. So that's online.
That resolution went out to everybody from, you know, Asheboro to the coast. So some people who may wish to look at it because they are having a hot time. We are not having a hot time.
So Mandy's on the phone. She would like to bring up one more issue before we close the emergency meeting or open it to public comment.
Okay.
Mandy, can you unmute?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we can.
Okay, so during the whole COVID, we have had an extra cleaning here in our restrooms at the park.
Yes.
And we keep coming back to the discussion of how much longer we're going to continue it. So the cleaners reached out to us, and they're trying to make their November schedule. So are we going to continue past October?
So basically, that's a budget question. You're going to have to mute while I'm talking, Mandy, because we're getting feedback. Thank you. My recommendation to council is we would not reduce the cleans we're doing while the governor's saying we have problems. So I know it's a cost. I'm not sure how much it is, Arlen. Roughly a month?
I think it's $800 a month.
Yeah.
We really budgeted for it through Labor Day.
Right, so we're already past the budget. You're going to need a budget amendment for the next one. But my personal recommendation to council is if we're going to keep them open, we're going to keep doing the cleaning because I think it would be imprudent of us to reduce our cleaning when the governor is saying that there's a problem.
Good point. Any other feedback on that?
No, I agree.
I agree. We won't be, I don't know off the top of my head when we close them down for the winter. It's like December.
Yeah, it's like December.
So I say we keep going. I agree with you, Doug.
Yeah. So we can make a motion for money in here, right, Arlen, and then we'll have to put it on the consent agenda?
Yeah.
I make a motion we allocate funding until the end of the year for cleaning the restrooms so we can give stability to our cleaners and Arlen can bring the appropriate budget amendment at the November meeting.
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mandy. Thanks for bringing it up. How many people on the phone?
There is 10, but there's like 30 of your department heads.
Okay. All right. If anyone has any questions, please unmute and we'll take a question or two. And if not, we're going to move into our 5:15 meeting.
When do we want to continue? Yeah,
that's what I was just looking at. The
that's November 11th is 3 weeks from today. It's for 3 weeks. That's so, also Veterans Day, of course. And
the 10th.
Yeah, so maybe do it that Tuesday prior.
Tuesday?
Yeah.
As opposed
the
to
the 10th. Yeah, Tuesday the 10th.
It's a Friday, right? November 11th?
Yeah.
I may potentially be calling in for that one, but
if we do it
Wednesday.
That's fine. Whichever day works for the team.
So we would actually do it the day before.
It to the 13th.
So that means on the 11th Friday, so he's going to do it again, right?
So if we met on the 13th or 12th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is the 12th work for you, Jeff?
I'll be gone. But I can call in potentially.
Yeah.
I may not be able to. But
I may be gone, but we'll call in.
I have a trial and I just can't predict one way or another.
They're guilty.
We understand that, so fair enough.
Okay.
So I make a motion we continue this meeting to 5 p.m. November 12th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We will...
Push it 3 days and make it right before the council meeting on the 16th.
We will end the current session and come back up on November 12th.
Can we vote or not?
What?
John was saying, can we actually vote?
He made a comment, we could just really just let it go till Monday the 16th and deal with it at our council meeting.
Right, that was what his comment was.
That would mean that we would be, well, I guess we can act after the governor. We don't have to act with
him. If something dramatic, we just call a 6 hour meeting.
Unless he really screws things down.
Right. Well, if he does that, we're going to have to come in anyway.
But the 16th is not...
I'll figure it out. I'll be here somehow.
You will be here the
16th. I may 16th. Just be tired from traveling all day, but I may be crotchety.
Nice.
So we're keeping the 16th, not moving to the 17th?
Correct.
That's
correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Therefore,
so
what,
did we
what is the will of council?
Do we have to unpass that now?
You can just make a new motion to continue.
Okay, I make a motion we scratch the 12th and make it 5 p.m. on November 16th before our council meeting.
About 5:30.
About 5:30.
I will second that.
5:30. There's the motion. Sorry.
Jeez. Okay.
It's been a long week already.
Yeah, it has. Did I get a second?
I did.
Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.